What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hey, loves, peace and light. Another week to get through, just to get by. Let's get into the Spaz. Let's go. So I want to really kick this off and start with talking about currency. Let's go with the definition, but I'm not talking about the kind of currency, you know, that you guys are probably thinking, but currency, something that is used as a medium of exchange, money, general acceptance, prevalence, vogue. A time or period during which something is widely accepted and circulated. I really want to focus on a time or period during which something is widely accepted and circulated. First and foremost, let's understand and be open-minded to certain words don't just mean one simple thing. That's why language is so powerful. Language is so, so powerful because you can use words different ways. People, you know, articulate themselves differently. People do things differently. People understand things differently. Shit is different. You know what I'm saying? Like things, not one thing just makes something up. There's so many things that make one thing great. You know what I'm saying? But my focus, where I'm going with currency is I want to talk about understanding and viewing and respecting your energy as a currency. And the reason why I want to, shed a little light on this particular topic is because as of lately, you know, the past, I don't know, I'm going to say just, you know, being in my between my late 20s and early 30s, I start really tapping in to a different side of myself. I mean, I always go through different phases of relearning myself, because you guys know I'm really, really big on unlearning to relearn, because there's so many things that I'm not privy to. There's so many things that I have to still learn that I have yet to learn. And there's so many things that I thought was the way to go and the way to be, and it's absolutely not. And I spend a lot of time unlearning to relearn. Certain things I'm just fine with. Certain things I'm just fine with, and certain things ain't never changing with me. But those are mainly like my morals and my core pieces within myself, right? But I've been really, really understanding and treating my energy like a currency, you know, and being very, very, very cautious and very aware of how and where and with who I choose to spend it with. I protect it. And you got to really start, you know, moving differently when you move differently when you start. Unfortunately, society, should I say, makes you move different when you start getting into a certain level of fame and money and stuff like that. I never really wanted that to affect me. I always want to move a certain way. But then I really think about it, like, you know what? It's the same concept to where when I'm really tapping into a different level of a woman, I need to be really, really cautious and really, really careful who I'm spreading that energy with. Who am I allowing to be in face of that energy, because it's powerful. It's 100% powerful. And I've been praying for a lot of changes. I've been making a lot of little supple changes, hard changes, very, very, very hard changes. Limiting my space with certain people. Understanding that certain things don't need to be no longer forced. Certain things aren't worth me spending my energy with. Plain and simple. And understanding that I got to be really smart about where I spend my dollar. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. If I'm getting my finances together, and I absolutely am. Because let me tell you guys something. I work a regular 9-to-5. I don't make crazy money. I make enough to get by, and that's not going to be forever. That's something that will change, because it has to change, because it's a certain lifestyle that I desire to live. There's certain worries that I don't want to have. However, my relationship, I don't always have the healthiest relationship with money. And I think it's because I didn't grow up with a lot of money. You know what I mean? So I'm very scarce with it. Very, very scarce with it because I know what it's like to be broke. And I really mean that. I know what it really, really, really feels like to be broke. I know what it feels like to not have a dime to your name, to not have a meal, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Those are familiar feelings for me. And so I'm really, now that has, you know, semi left a trauma on me as an adult, and I have to relearn how to have a healthier relationship with money, regular currency money. But the more and more I think about it, and more I get smarter and wiser with finances and how I move and how I spend my money and my savings and certain goals that I want to meet, because I'm trying to buy this house. And because I know that it's going to be me doing it, because it's just me, I don't have a partner, I don't have a team or nothing like that behind me, or a husband, or, you know, a boyfriend that's going to be right there with me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got none of that. I ain't got no kids to push me to the goal. It's me. It is me, and I'm pushing my damn self, and I'm focused on myself, and I'm all I got. And that's where I'm at with it. But I realize that I'm trying to have healthier relationships with my form of currency. And when I start really digging into that, I start really realizing that money is not the only currency that I need to have a better relationship with. I need to have a better relationship with my energy being spent as a currency. And I need to start shifting my mind into understanding and thinking that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to be misused. It's not to be abused. It's not to be, you know, taken advantage of, stolen, spent, you know, vastly. All of it. It all goes hand in hand when you really think about it. And it really does make sense. And so, like I said, these past, you know, years of my adulthood, I've been tapping into different phases and different levels of understanding and just trying to make sure that I'm moving accordingly and I'm moving the right way. So that way, when I'm spending it, it comes back in full circle. Because they say that when you spend your money, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to spend your money because it comes back to you. That is easier said than done to certain people, especially, like I said, if you don't have the healthiest relationship with it. I think nowadays social media tricks people into thinking a certain way. I refuse to let any type of an internet make me feel a certain way about how I move and how I think. I just refuse to have that because that's crazy to me. Like, it's crazy that we literally we're in a style of living and just in a time of the world where nothing, people are careless with how they spend, how they think, what they allow around them, what they want around them. People will spend their last just to say they were in the middle of that party. People will sit back and spend their energy with people that are just straight draining to them just so they can have friends, or just so they can say that they're hanging out with the popular kids, or just so they can, you know, say that they were with such and such this fame. But really, you should be thinking that it's, you know, your time, your energy, it's priceless. It is priceless. There is no dollar amount on there. That is the most valuable thing that we can sit on. You know, it's literally what is, you know, coming off of you. It is certain things that you're manifesting in your life. It's certain energies that that you are trying to balance just to keep yourself holding afloat. You know what I mean? And if you're already, you know, balancing yourself, and if you really, and another thing, if you are growing and you know what it feels like to grow, you're in the process of growing and watering your garden and you're watching it bloom. There's nothing more freeing and beautiful than seeing a garden, a plant, a fruit grow. Knowing that you're doing the right thing and you're providing the right nutritions and you're giving the right fertilizers to see it blossom and bloom. You take a bite of that piece of fruit or a bite of that vegetable, and it's the best thing you've ever tasted, and you harvest that. You did that. You know what I'm saying? It's the same with everything in your lives. Life is really a full circle. Like, the circle of life, even though we was all watching Lion King and all that, we really don't understand the gems that was happening right there in the 90s when we were children, if you're my age. You know what I'm saying? We don't understand, like, when you really pay attention to certain things and you start looking at things different, you start dissecting things different because you have a different, you're in a different space. You're looking at things with a different set of eyes. You're listening to things with a different set of ears. I know I do. I for sure do. And I have different set of, a set of eyes and different set of ears for different situations, different moments and different times. I know how to turn things off to be more easier accepting to somebody's perspective. You know what I mean? Like, perception, should I say. I have, you know, I just, you live and you learn. You live and you learn. And the more and more that you are tapped in and more that you understand the seriousness of certain things that are going on around you, certain things that you are allowing to affect your space and your energy, certain blessings that you are blocking simply by being in a certain area, something got to give. Something got to go. And it's not easy. It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? It's extremely hard. You know what I mean? Extremely hard. We all know this. We all know that when you are shedding certain layers, it's a comfort zone that you're not ready to, you know, give up. So you're letting that go. You don't know what to do. You feel, you go through different phases. You feel lost. You feel confused. You feel trapped. You feel hurt. You feel sad. All these emotions, but then it's like a sunburn, and that it burns and it stings. Your bank, you spent this money, it's gone. But then when you know, it comes back in full circle, that skin comes back, that tan comes back so beautiful. That money comes back times full. You protect your energy and you're putting out the right spaces and you're putting out the right, you know, waves and the right frequencies that you're putting out. You attract that back. You attract that back. And I really been starting to really understand and think that certain things I be forcing, certain spaces that I'm in, I'm not even about. We don't even vibe. Conversation ain't the same. I don't even move like that. I don't move like that. And then I got to pay attention to what I do attract. I attract a lot of calmness. I've noticed that. And as wild as I am, there is a real calm spirit about me that I tap into more now. I have to. I have to give myself balance. I have to give myself that grace. You know what I'm saying? I have to. And because I have to, and because I'm cautious of where, you know, of giving myself, you know, that calmness, that grace, and whatnot, that means I'm cautious about where I'm spreading, you know, spending my energy. I have to be cautious. Ain't nobody else gonna be cautious. Nobody's gonna be cautious if I'm not. And then another thing, they're not going to be cautious if I'm not. They're gonna keep taking from me if I allow you to keep taking. And not depositing nothing in me. You are not giving me anything back. You know what I'm saying? You're just here to drain me, to take me, to shift and modify my energy. And I can't have that because it's priceless. It's priceless and it's too important to me. It means too much to me. It means too much to me. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't found a human, at least not of yet, that I feel is worth that time. And when the time comes and the people that I want around me, they're not going to drain me and take from me, spend all my currency, the most valuable form of my currency. They're not going to do that. They're going to sit down with me. They're going to create with me. They're going to speak, you know, life into me. They're going to be sitting there with their frequencies coming back. We're going to be bouncing off each other in the most purest light. In the most purest light. You understand me? Say peer. You know what I'm saying? But for real. I think that it's literally about shifting certain mental narratives that we have. And sometimes you got to shift things with yourself and within yourself so that way you can understand it as clear, the clearest that you can. Because sometimes you're not going to understand. Somebody listening to me right now, like, what the fuck is she talking about? And that's okay, because maybe this conversation ain't for you. Maybe you might need to, you know, listen to some things and then go ahead and shift it to your best knowledge and ability. I'm sorry, y'all turned that air on because it's starting to heat up. And once it starts... starts to heat up, it's time to go. I have definitely got to leave my apartment because, listen, y'all know I live upstairs and the heat rises. I just can't. It gets really, really hot in my house. But hey, on the side note, my mother had popped up on me super random, and I definitely enjoyed her company. Nobody, I barely get visitors. I barely get visitors. People do not be coming out here. People do not be coming over here fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? People be on some, you know, but then again, I understand that we all like to be in our own space and stuff like that. And people be busy and we getting older and it be like that. But my mom, she moved closer to me. So, you know, she said she's going to start, you know, popping up and pulling up on me. And because she's never did, I did not believe her, but she definitely has. So she came through. We had champagne. We watched Mary J. Blige, My Life. We're going to get into that right when I'm done with this. We watched Mary J. Blige, My Life. Documentary, and well, I don't know if it's a story or a documentary, I don't know, but anywho, my mama gifted me with like a cute little portable AC that I'm gonna go ahead and put in my room because I do not sleep in my room in the summertime, y'all. It gets way too hot in there, I can't breathe, I'm suffering. So I normally sleep in my living room right underneath my AC because it's just out of control, and I don't do this type of heat. But you know, anywho. You know, so, you know, like I said, when it comes back to the, you know, the looking at energy as a currency, we just got to be really careful how we spend that. Because it's worth millions. It's worth millions. Like, it's literally all that we have. It's your whole being. It is your whole being. And you can't be around people that are just taken from it, that don't understand where you're going with it, where you're shifting it to, what you're trying to make of your energy. There's people who don't even care. You know what I'm saying? And they're not entitled to care. And I've understood and learned that and accepted that. And I have been, and that's literally these past few weeks, really, 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 I have been dissecting and accepting. Just accepting it. Like, you know what? I've outgrown this phase and I've outgrown this particular relationship and I'm not having this no more. My money ain't good here no more. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to say that my money not good over here. But my money ain't good over here no more. My space, my time, my energy, it ain't good over here no more. And I gotta accept that. You know what I'm saying? You not where I'm at. You're not where I'm at, and I'm not where you at. And that's, it is what it is, you know? And I always say, and that's okay. But it really is. And it's a hard thing when you got to, you know, create those boundaries, especially when it's loved ones, your family, friends that you have grown up with, you know, since childhood. Like, that's, it's hard. It is hard, you know? And it ain't an easy, you know, this whole transitioning is not easy. You know what I'm saying? Certain spaces of transition is not easy. And I think everybody struggles with that. And that was another thing that I had to accept as well, that I'm not the only one going through a certain type of emotion, a certain type of feeling, a certain type of a struggle. Yo, and another thing, the ones, my spazzers who be listening and supporting me and telling me that they, you know, they felt certain episodes and stuff like that, that shit really matters. Because, I mean, it's called spaz for a reason, y'all. I do be spazzing. However, it's so funny that sometimes I be saying things and it be like, I don't know if somebody feel me like this. But people, listen, people be feeling it. And I be feeling people. I be feeling people. We are in this together. We are in this together. But it's doable and it's possible. But, you know, we're just going to go ahead and change the narrative. We're going to protect ourselves. We're going to be smarter on how we are spending our energy. We're going to be way more cautious, way more protective, and we're going to make it do what it do. We're going to make it do what it do. You feel me? And that's it. That's all. Now, before, this is going to be a quick episode, y'all, because like I said, I got to get up out of here. It's getting too hot. It's warming up for me. But what I do want to talk about and what I am going to address is that Mary J. Blige has released a special on Prime and on Amazon Prime, and it's everything that I could ask for. It's so well deserved. It was so well produced. It was so professional, so beautiful. She came on the screen looking like a bag of money. I'm talking about when the camera went down from bottom up, she looked like money. Mary J. Blige has always been that badass bitch to me. And I mean that when I say that. The very first time, the very first concert that I've ever seen her live, my uncle gave me those tickets. Shout out to my Uncle Junior. I miss you. I love you. You are everything. I get my love of music from my Uncle Junior. I'm talking about we could sit on the phone for hours and talk about music. He I have CDs that I would never give away and envelopes with his handwriting on it that I just keep because it's his writing. I'm so happy that I'm that way because my uncle's no longer here. But however, he gave me those tickets and I had to be like 13, 14. I'm trying to remember if I was a freshman or was I in the eighth grade. I think I was a freshman, but I don't really remember. But I remember my outfit, which was so trash. Now that I'm a grown woman, going to see Mary now as a grown woman, I'm pulling my boots out. I'm coming in that bitch stepping, dripped as my dollar will let me be. Literally, as dripped as my dollar will let me be. Because I remember being so young and so many women. Because you got to think, Mary dropped 92. I had to be like between three and five. I was young, but I remember Real Love like it was yesterday. I own everything I love, and I have been a fan, diehard fan from that day on. I'm telling you, I will handle my business about Mary J. Blige. You better not speak stupid about her. I mean, we all know that I love Erykah Badu too. That is my second queen. I love her, but she can't even get slick with Mary. I will pop her. And I love me some Erykah Badu. Those are my girls. But it's something about Mary. It is something about Mary. But anywho, this documentary, if that's what it, this dedication, this everything, this visual, this art that she just gave us about her My Life album was everything, you know? And I really appreciated that she, how she's so protective and kind with speaking to her inner child, because she's still healing from her inner child and certain traumas that she still goes through, that she's protective over, that she said that she wouldn't even share. You know what I'm saying? I can relate to that, but it's so funny. I really was sitting back thinking to myself, like, this woman has really shaped me. She has been such a major influence in my life. She has gained me like no other. She was a mother figure to me. She was a sister figure to me. She has been an auntie figure to me. She has been everything. My love of Mary J. Blige is real. And I do mean real love. Like, I love that woman. And so if you guys have not checked it out, or if you guys have thought that she wasn't as great, or y'all think she slept on, or she's, out of touch or old or slept, whatever. However the fuck your stupid ass is thinking about the queen. You need to gather yourself, sit down, and watch it. I probably done watched it already about a solid 5 times now. You know, soon I got a little lick of it on Thursday night. I was so proud of that. Then I went on ahead and watched it again, Friday. Friday night with my mama. Right now it's a Saturday and I watched it again, and I'm gonna keep watching it until they take it off Prime. And I don't want them to take it off Prime. I wish I could download it. If there's a way that you guys can download things off of Prime so that way you can watch it off the web, let me know, because I'm not sure if that's doable or not, if that's accessible, because if so, I need to make it happen. I need to make that happen. I never want to lose this jewel. I mean, my God, it was just so beautiful. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her legacy. I mean, it's everything. Her Breakfast Club interview was everything. I'm glad that she addressed that she's not stepping in verses. They need what they need to do. And I think what they should respect and do, and eventually they probably will, is they're probably going to let Mary have a D'Angelo light where it's just going to be Mary. And it's going to be better. You know, don't get me wrong. I love me some D'Angelo, but it's going to be better than that. It's going to be Mary pouring out her catalog, and I think that's what she deserves. I don't think that anybody... Ooh, I've just knocked over my computer thing. I don't think that anybody got it to where they can, go head-to-head with Mary. Nobody. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie. When the verses dropped, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I want her to, showcase her catalog. Who can go against her? I couldn't think of not one person. I can't think of not one person. There is not one person. There is nothing. Let's be clear. Jay-Z, I have seen him give up the stage for Mary J. Blige. When I went to their concert, I mean, even though she killed it, I mean, it was so good to see Hove, and that was a moment in time as well. But Mary took it home. Mary took it home. Everybody was there to see Mary. People were leaving on Hove, which was stupid and whack. Like, who leaves with Jay-Z? But they didn't know no better. Whatever, dummies. But she took it home. She takes it home every single time. There has not been not one. She pours her heart out and leaves it on that stage. She leaves her energy and she shares her energy with the crowd. I'm talking about the frequency is loud. It is loud. I'm in there. I'm crying. I'm acting a fool. I'm acting a fool every time. I imagine the way that people be, you know, the beehive be acting for B. That's me with Mary. Granted, I have not seen Beyonce in concert, and I've always asked myself, like, dang, when I do get to see B, because I definitely got to see her, and I want to see her in her prime, because I'm pretty sure she's not going to continue to keep touring, you know, with age, and so I definitely got to see Beyonce. I asked myself, like, will I cry when I see her? Like, I wonder, will I sit back and I cry when I see B? Because I know I cry all day with Mary. I'm talking about I cry. One of my BGs was making fun of me out there in Essence when we went because I was crying when I seen her. And that was the closest I've ever got. Actually, the second time that I got close to her, but at the same time, like, as close to where I, to this day, I regret not, you know, taking a selfie with her when she was right there, like, take the picture. She literally looking at me like, take the picture. And I just can't. I'm just crying. And all I can say is, I love you. I love you. I love you. That's all I can say. Like a fool, like a damn fool. It's like a real fool. But whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'll be a fool for Mary any day because I love that lady. So again, if you guys have not checked out her Prime special, you guys have got to tune in. You got to pay your respect. You got to take the hat off. You got to bow down. That is the queen. That is the queen. And listen, Swiss Beat, Swiss Tim, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and put her on a Versus night where it's just Mary and friends. And that's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. Because ain't nobody asking Beyonce who she can battle. Because we know can't nobody run it up with Beyonce. Well, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody run it up with Beyonce. And can't nobody run it up with Miss Mary Jane Blige. You can't. There is no, that's out. It's out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they gave me Erica, and that was an amazing night, and I was so proud. And her and Jill, they looked so beautiful, and they did an amazing job, you know, and but it was perfect. And I honestly could see Erica by herself as well. However, Mary J. Blige is off limits. Nobody deserves to be on that stage with her in her presence. I want celebrities in the audience and all like you should be, as you will, and you will respect her. Listen, Beyonce has given up the stage for Mary J. Blige. We all know what it is. Didn't we see the video where that nigga came up off his chain and dripped it on Mary when Swiss went and got that man's chain because she said she wanted a big chain and he came back and blessed her with that chain because she's Mary J. Blige? She's sitting there, and then, you know what? It was touching because in the document, she also said, she didn't realize who she was and she didn't know. And I felt that. I felt that. There's times right now where I still feel like I don't truly, truly know who I am and what I'm capable of. Right now, I feel that way. I feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, and it's, you know what, y'all, my people out there, my creators, my loved ones, the ones who are out there, you know, low-key doubting yourself because you're in a doubtful situation because you're spending that currency, that energy currency, you're spending it wrong with the wrong people. And you start questioning yourself. You start questioning the gifts that you have within you. I know and I feel it. I hear it because I be there. I do be there. Let's go ahead and change that. I need to get out there and water my poor plants before I leave this house. Because they out there in the sun dying. Don't none of them motherfuckers got a name. No three bitch on that patio got a name. That's so sad. But them in here spoiling. Miss Neffy, Miss Sarah, you know, they spoiled. But them plants outside, they high and dry. And I need to go out there and take care of them. I did repot them, though. But anywho, you know, I want to let y'all know that it's okay to tell yourself that you're great and say that you're great out loud. Like, for real. Because sometimes you find yourself being ashamed to tap into your greatness because you feel like somebody ain't going to understand you or they're going to think that you cocky, they're going to think that you conceited, whatever this thing that you put in your mind. And the thing is this, and this is what I've been telling myself lately, like, listen, if I feel that way where I feel ashamed to step into my greatness because I don't know how y'all finna take that, y'all got me fucked up and the price too high. Y'all think the price is too high, but really my price is too high. My price is too high. And you trying to shame me into thinking that I'm cheaper than what I am? Oh, you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, somebody would try to shame you for what they're uncomfortable with. Like, literally, you feel me? Like, and that can't, I no longer can allow that to, like, seep into my thoughts. Because when it really comes down to it, I really don't care. But because I'm human and I got feelings and emotions just like you, I would be lying if I sat and have a moment of thinking about certain things that somebody might have said or certain actions that I'm getting from their aura, from their energy. Like, I'll be lying. I'm not keeping it real with myself if I'm not going to say, like, you know, I didn't think about that. No, I thought about that. I think about the woman out here sometimes, you know, who be shaming me at 32, no kids. I think about motherfuckers out here that feel a certain type of a way, you know, that I'm really, especially men, that I'm really, really, you know, content with really just doing me right now and figuring myself out and my focus and stepping into my light and my truth and being sure that I'm ready to prepare, you know, that I'm ready for whatever comes that I'm attracting towards me, that I'm putting in that extra work and that extra time into myself. Yes, people will fucking shame you for that. And they only shame you for that because they don't get it. That's a hard thing for them. That level of strength is unmatched. And everybody can't tap into that. And everybody don't know how to come in this big boy hitter and spend this dollar. They don't know what to do with that energy. They have no idea what it feels like to only balance their own energy and understand what that means to them and what certain parts of their actions or certain, you know, feelings and traumas that they're working out, like, they don't know what that means. And so to sit back and see you do it and see you be great at doing it, or see you at least, you know, even if you're struggling to figure it out, I don't give a fuck. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're still putting in that effort of figuring it out. Because I'm telling you, there's so many people out here that's not. They don't even care to, because they're too afraid. And so they'll try to judge you and shame you. I got family that does that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my blood, this is my blood that will do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, I'm not, y'all know y'all got the right one, right? Y'all know y'all got the right one. And then when you get so defensive, because you're so protective of what you're doing and, you know, the goal, your eyes are set on the prize. So you're protective as you're supposed to be. You're supposed to protect. We talked about this. You protect that energy, that currency, you protect all of it, all of you. You have to, because if you ain't finna hold you down, who gonna hold you down? You can't possibly think that, because if you don't know how to hold, I'm in it like this. If you don't know how to hold yourself down, like literally hold yourself down by yourself, what makes you think that anybody else is going to hold you down? Like, let's think about that. Nobody is going to be able to hold you down to the level that you want to be held down, because you haven't even reached that level by yourself. And that's important to me. That's where I'm at. And I don't give a fuck. And you can't shame nobody, let alone me, for that, for understanding that, like, for really understanding that, embodying that shit full body, you know? But all right, y'all, it's time to get up out this house. It's time to go mind my business and go shake some ass. Because it's summertime, baby, and we outside. This is Fast.